Drivers sped through nearly half the 200 laps of the greatest spectacle in racing with no incidents. The last 16 laps were met with numerous crashes as drivers jockeyed for positions. Three red flags were waved in the final laps before Joseph Newgarden won his first Indy 500. Newgarden got out of his car and ran straight into the crowd.
And I've always wanted the honor to win this race because I wanted to go in the crowd if it was ever possible, because I know what the energy is like here in Indianapolis.
Last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, expressed frustration with the decision to wave a third red flag that resulted in the one-lap shootout and his second-place finish. The race was watched by one of the largest crowds in recent history, more than 300,000 people at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.